Hi, this is Kristen Settle with Visit Milwaukee, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio. And we've talked about it. We've gone on a bunch of family road trips all around the country. This one is as close as it gets. And I know people are thinking, you know, other than for, you know, the potential rivalry, you know, the Cubs and the Brewers, or to maybe get up there and enjoy some beer gardens or some other things up there in Milwaukee. What are some of the great reasons, things you can do? Get in the car, get the family in the car, and head up to Milwaukee. On the line with us, we've got the director of communications for Visit Milwaukee herself, Kristen Settle. Kristen, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me.
So I love Milwaukee personally. You know, I think I spent a good portion of my formative years in Wisconsin, went to school at Whitewater and been in and around there for, you know, the longest time and really enjoy it. And there's, you know, lots of great restaurants and custard and the zoo is really great and all that kind of stuff. But when you think about kind of putting together a family road trip and for the listeners, I really don't have it. I was excited to be able to get a chance to talk to you because I know you'll have so many wonderful things in Milwaukee for people to get up there and do.
Yeah, you know, Milwaukee is a great family destination. It's even just a great weekend destination for anybody who wants to get away and do something new and different. Milwaukee is so wonderfully random. I mean, this is the kind of town where you can be at a beer garden in the afternoon, the ballet in the evening, and then go to a Mondo Lucha wrestling fight at night. So, you know, it's one of those towns that there's literally something for everyone and there's so much to see and do. And the nice thing about it being so close to Chicago is that it is just a very quick getaway, whether you're going to drive up in your car, which is certainly easy, or take the Amtrak Hiawatha train up to.
I think that's great. And I don't know if there's a suggestion box where you could put in kind of a, for the city slogans, but wonderfully random sounds pretty good.
Yeah, we like it. We think it pretty much encapsulates not only the experience that you're going to have here, but the people that you're going to find here, the food you're going to find here, and just the different experiences that you're going to have over the course of a day.
Yeah, super great Midwestern people. We've talked a lot about that. You know, good people in Milwaukee and Wisconsin in general, for sure. When it comes to the food, you know, I think just like us in a lot of different ways, you know, you kind of get pigeonholed into, you know, hot dogs, deep dish pizza, that kind of stuff. Milwaukee, what do people think of? Maybe like custard, maybe you think of like brats, you know, things like that. On the food side, and I know it's got a diverse and up-and-coming food scene, what are some things people should check out as far as getting some bites to eat up there in Milwaukee?
Well, you know, we are famous for our beer, brats, and cheese. There's no question, and we certainly have the best beer, brats, and cheese around. But we're also really well known for some of our locally owned restaurants. Milwaukee has 150 locally owned restaurants just in the downtown area, and 10 James Beard chefs call Milwaukee home. So you can find everything that you're looking for, whether that is, you know, dive food in a corner bar, all the way up to a James Beard award-winning restaurant. So couple tips. If you've never had a butter burger, I highly recommend a butter burger, and that's, of course, where you cook the burger on the griddle with butter, put it on the bun, and then put a nice big slab of butter right on top of it again. You know, very heart healthy, and some custard to go with that too. So there's lots of places around Milwaukee that serve butter burgers. I think Cops Custard is one of the more famous ones in town, and of course Gillis's Custard too has the butter burger experience. And you know, Chicago has its deep dish pizza, which I love, but Milwaukee has its own style pizza too, and it's the exact opposite of a Chicago deep dish pizza. So here in Milwaukee, we have a cracker thin crust, almost like a saltine cracker thin crust, and then with tons of toppings on it. You know, a typical Milwaukee style pizza would be sausage, mushrooms, and onions, but obviously you can get whatever you want on there. And then recently there's actually been an influx of vegan and vegetarian restaurants coming into Milwaukee, which I don't think that most people understand or can equate those two things together, but they've been really good. So it's really nice to see the diversity of restaurants that we have here in Milwaukee and the amount of family-friendly restaurants that we have here in Milwaukee. So I have three young kids. My kids are 12, 10, and 9, wow. And there isn't a place in town I wouldn't feel comfortable taking them because we really do have a family atmosphere here in town. So whether or not you're out on a date night or whether you're bringing your family, there's just a plethora of places to bring people.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real diverse city. You've got a little bit of everything. Some things maybe make the headlines more than others as far as, you know, some of those traditional kind of delicacies and sort of the cheese curds. Second to none, I'll have to agree with you. I don't think anybody would argue with you about that. When it comes to some of the attractions and reasons to get up there, we know China Lights is going on. It's going to be going on for the next next month for the at the Botanical Gardens. That certainly is something that's going to bring people up there. But I know you've got things people can do all year round for the summertime. You know, the world's largest outdoor, you know, music festival, Summerfest, brings people in from all around the world, right? And it's a great way to showcase the city as well. So but other things, too, for families. I know the zoo is great. Museums, what do you think about those?
Yeah, the zoo is phenomenal. I mean, we have one of the best zoos in the country, and certainly this year they just opened their new west entrance, too, with their brand new otter exhibit. And then, of course, we're one of the only museums, one of the only places in town that still has elephants at their zoo. So you can go visit Ruth and Brittany at our zoo and get that elephant experience, which is really great. So the zoo is a great place to just walk around. It's surrounded by trees and nature. It's weird. You're in the heart of the city, but at the same time, you're just surrounded by trees and nature. So you get those bright, beautiful fall colors that happen here in Milwaukee. And you're right, China Lights is a great stop. It's one of the great destinations that we have here in the fall. But there are 150 state and county parks in Milwaukee. So if you're an outdoors person, Milwaukee is certainly the place to come and get that outdoor feeling right in the heart of the city. Of course, being in Chicago, you're familiar with Lake Michigan, and we have our beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline, too, that is completely undeveloped. So it's all preserved parkland and beachland that is open to the public. You'll see bike riders, you'll see Surrey bikes, you'll see Segway riders out there having a great time. And of course, you still have people swimming in Lake Michigan off of Bradford Beach. So that's a lot of fun, too. And then, you know, we are the city of festivals. We have over 40 festivals just in the summer months alone. And then we continue that year round. So one of the big festivals that we have coming up in October is the Milwaukee Film Festival. And this is the ninth largest film festival in the country. It's actually bigger than the one in Chicago. And there's over 300 films that are shown at five different theaters across the city. And it is phenomenal. It is just one of the best events to come. They have family-friendly movies for sure, but they also have great date night movies too.
Wow. See, no one knew that. Well, I don't want to say no one. Of course, Kristen Settle, you know, with Visit Milwaukee, she knows all of that stuff. But I think a lot of our listeners would be surprised. Not necessarily that it's bigger than Chicago. Maybe they'd be surprised, but that it is one of the bigger ones, one of the more well-attended and respected ones in the country as far as a film festival. That's great. Okay, so you got films, you've got nature, you've got festivals, you've got all those kind of things. Sometimes people like a little shopping. Milwaukee has a great downtown. When I was a kid, it was a big day when you got to go up and hang out at the Grand Avenue Mall. So I know that that has changed, and I know that you've got like a river walk and you've done some things kind of expand some of the opportunities on the shopping side. What's out there for shopping?
Well, there's tons of stuff up here for shopping, and you know, obviously our sales tax is a little bit lower than what you have here in Chicago, and we already know that we're pulling people up because we have an IKEA just outside of downtown too. So but shopping is really great. We have really turned into more of a boutique downtown, so you'll see tons of locally owned, only get it in Milwaukee kind of stores that are lining the downtown area, particularly in a neighborhood called the Third Ward, which is in downtown. It's adjacent to downtown. So as you're coming up and you're either taking the train or parking your car at your hotel, Milwaukee is infinitely walkable for sure. And we also have a bike share program too called Bubbler Bikes. But you can get from store to store just with your own 2 feet and go shopping at some of these great boutique stores. And then in Wauwatosa, a city just adjacent to Milwaukee, not even 5 miles away, we have all of those great big box stores that you love and know about, and some really fantastic outlet shopping out there too. So Milwaukee is definitely a retail destination, a great place to come and spend some money and experience the beautiful weather and, you know, stop and have a great bite to eat too. And then, of course, our museums are really well-stocked with gift shops too. So if you're exploring the Milwaukee Art Museum, which is beautiful and the world's only moving art museum, you can stop in there and get some really extravagant gifts for yourself. So whether that's a Chihuly glass statue or an Alessi teapot in there, that's really fun. And then, of course, we have the world's only Harley-Davidson museum too. Nice. So you can come up here, stock up on all your Harley gear at their gift shop.
Well, anybody who knows me knows extravagant is the kind of gifts. Those are the only ones that I accept. So I appreciate it and know that I can get those in Milwaukee. It is just a short road trip away, maybe about 90 minutes from most of Chicagoland. Get up there and see all the things, including China Lights, going on, chinalights.org. And so, Kristen, is there a website out for Visit Milwaukee where people can kind of see some of the festivals coming up and some of the things that they should make sure not to miss when they visit?
Yeah, our website is visitmilwaukee.org, and you can search by anything that you're looking to do. So you can search by dining, you can search by theater, you can search by museum, shopping, and a whole list will populate. Or we actually have pre-planned itineraries for you in our guides section. So if you're bringing some teenagers up to Milwaukee and need to know what to do, or if you're coming up and you want to experience all the theater that we can possibly pack into one weekend, we have all of these pre-populated guides that are just ready for you to go. So it's really just a one-stop shop, and that's visitmilwaukee.org.
Kristen Saddle, she's the director of communications over there at Visit Milwaukee. Thanks so much for what you're doing as an ambassador of our neighbors to the north, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me.